Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and this interview was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For the latest news and terms and conditions, go to ukwineshow.co.uk.
Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and I'm here with James Hawkins from Hawkins Brothers Fine English Wines. How are you, James?
I'm really well, thanks, Chris.
Excellent, excellent. We're in, Guadalmine, is it?
Just outside Guadalmine, Milford.
Milford.
Secrets Farm Shop.
Okay, and Milford is near Guadalmine, which is just down the A3 plus Guildford.
Yeah, so just south of Guildford, yeah.
And you'd call us sort of the western side of South London almost.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
So, probably
something like that.
Or quite a bit outside of London.
Southwest Surrey.
Southwest Surrey, yeah, that's probably a better way of describing it. Okay. And we're in your wine shop.
Absolutely, yeah.
And as the name says, fine English wine, so you're an English wine retail specialist.
Definitely, yes. We've got wine from 32 different English producers in the shop. Yeah, mainly from Surrey, Sussex, Hampshire and Kent, but we've got stuff from slightly further afield as well.
Okay. We'll talk about your wines later on. I want to explore at the moment just a little bit about the shop, etc., because I've interviewed a number of retailers over the years. You're quite a small and very niche retailer.
Yep.
So it'd be quite interesting just to see how you make things work. Start off with, how long have you been going?
Just over 2 years. We started in December 2015.
And it's yourself and your brother, Simon.
Yeah, me and my brother, Simon. He's waving in the distance there. And Digby, the dog, who's often here wagging his tail, our best salesman.
Okay, and strangely enough, all wineries have a dog, and you're the first wine shop that has a dog.
Yeah, well, who knows? Maybe one day we'll get a vineyard and he can chase the pests away in the vineyard.
Excellent. 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 So you and your brother run the business?
Yes.
And you've got how many lines of wines?
Over 100. As I said, 32 different producers. Most of it is sparkling because, two-thirds of what we make in this country is sparkling. You know, that's what we do best in this country. Yeah. A lot of classic cuvées, quite a few blanc de blancs, rosés, blanc de noirs.
Yeah.
Quite a lot of still white as well.
Surprised there's not a lot of red.
Well, we do make some pretty good red in this country now. Some great Pinot Noirs.
I've always been a fan of Rondo as a great variety.
Yeah, well, we've got a couple of things here with Rondo in as well.
Okay. All right, just talking about your shop though, because you're in a farm shop area. You know, what is this place anyway? You said it's
Secrets Farm Shop. Yes, yeah. It's a very early farm shop. It's been here for about 40 years. It used to be a cow shed, so it's a square built shed with a courtyard in the middle, and we've got a glorified shed in the courtyard. Some wonderful white shelving showing off our beautiful English wines.
And there's other shops here. There's a butcher's I saw.
Yeah.
It seems to be a garden centre, is it?
Yeah, there's a garden centre about 200 yards in that direction, mm-hmm. he said, pointing towards Godalming.
Yep.
They've got a huge cheese counter here with 300 cheeses, and they grow a lot of their own vegetables, hence farm shop. They've got a little freezer room, and they're opening up a flower section as well.
Okay. So, your clientele, are they local, or are you more of a destination shop?
Bit of both, really. A lot of people do drive some distance to come here, certainly. But we get a lot of people who will walk here, mm-hmm. and buy very regularly. We get a lot of people who now know what they want, which is nice. You don't need to explain what it is to people anymore. I mean, English wine isn't such an unknown quantity anymore. There are quite a few people who walk in and know exactly what they want, which is nice.
And would you say your clientele is mainly from the town's called Ming? Did you say
Ming? Well, Godalming, yes.
Or Godalming, but Godalming.
Some people do call it the Ming. Yes,
the Ming. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, but would you say most of your clientele are Godalming, or do you get some from Guildford?
Yeah,
or?
Quite a lot from Guildford, Hazelmere, all over the place. I mean, for, you know, probably from, you know, 20-mile radius, I should think.
Yeah, okay.
Mostly.
Okay, the reason I ask is, before I got into the wine trade, my wife and I were looking at wine businesses, and we were trying to understand what was going on. And we went up to, I think it was Cambridge, and in a similar sort of environment, a farm shop, a guy was selling Swiss wines, another quite niche-y type of product in a farm shop. And at the time, we looked at it and went, oh, this isn't for us, for various reasons, to do with the business model that he was running. I was trying to think, you know, what was his client base? And he was very much a destination shop, because if you wanted Swiss wines, there wasn't really anybody who was specializing in Swiss wines.
Sure.
And so you ended up going there for that. Plus, he had some local support as well. And I was just wondering whether this is a very similar type of thing, because there's only probably half a dozen English wine specialists.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, yeah.
And certainly not around this area. I think the closest one I know.
It makes us a destination shop for sure, yeah.
Yeah. And I was just trying to work out what your business, how your business works, really.
There are very few people doing what we do. So, yeah, that makes us niche and specialist, and, you know, people who want English wine hopefully will come to us, because we're open 7 days a week.
And do you sell online?
Yeah, we sell online as well.
How big a portion of the business is that?
About 5% for most people, an unknown quantity. So, you know, our model is we will often have, in fact, most days, we have a table out in the courtyard under a canopy. We'll have a bottle or two open, and we'll be, you know, grabbing hold of anyone who walks into the into Secrets and saying, you know, would you like to have taste some English wine? We do get some strange looks, but you know, with the amount of media coverage that the English wine gets these days, a lot of people who haven't tried are interested to.
Have you thought, you've got some other products, you've got Seedlips non-alcoholic gin, if you like, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
I don't think they can really call it gin, but
no.
And there's you got Aubrey Vineyards gin as well.
Oh yeah, that's Attila's Bite, that's their Eau de Vie de Vin. They only made about 180 bottles of that, so it's a... We were only allowed six.
That's a gin, though, isn't it? Or is it a vodka?
No, that one's just an eau de vie. It's not. It's plain. It's not. It's not flavored with any botanicals.
Yeah. Okay. Aubrey do also do a gin, don't they?
Well, they don't do a gin.
Oh no, it's
Silent Pool, who are the other side of the Silent Pool. There's the Silent Pool Distillery, and Aubrey are on the other side.
That's right. That's right. Aubrey send them their grapes, and they Silent Pool distill it.
Yes,
I've actually went. It was Nick.
Oh, Nick Wenman.
Yeah, Nick Wenman.
Yeah. Lovely guy.
Yeah. I interviewed him last year. I think it was beginning of last year.
Yeah,
had a bit of a chat about that. So you've got a couple of English products as well, then, or gins and vodkas.
Yes,
and stuff,
we've got some Chilgrove gin. We've got the Aquavite from Hattingley Valley. Would normally have the Foxhole gin as well, which is the only gin in the country made from an English, purely from an English grape spirit, made over at Bolney. That's delicious stuff, but we've just run out today. very popular one, that one. And we also keep a bit of mead made by Mike Wagstaff, not the white Mike Wagstaff from Greyfriars Vineyard. That can be quite confusing.
Okay. All right. I had a look on your website. You also have your own branded wine.
Yes.
Or sparkling wine that you make as well, or you don't necessarily make, or I'm not sure. How does that work?
Well, it's made for us at Greyfriars Vineyard by the other Mike Wagstaff.
Yeah.
Could be a bit of a tongue twister, that one. It's mead, wine Mike Wagstaff, not mead white Mike Wagstaff. But anyway, yes, I mean, they make the wine for us there. They've got about 50 acres of vines there. It's a classic cuvée. Yeah, made this one. The one we have currently is a 2013 vintage. It's dosage of 7.5 grams per litre. We won a silver medal at the IEWA with it last year. their Independent English Wine Awards.
Okay.
Yeah, what else can I tell you about? It's 46% Chardonnay, 36% Pinot Noir, 18% Pinot Meunier. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's obviously our biggest seller.
Is
and,
it?
And made, you know, at Greyfriars, just 3 miles away.
Oh, okay. And what do you retail that for?
We retail that at £25 a bottle, which
okay,
I
so
think
it's
very
sort
reasonable.
Of, yeah, no, it's sort of reasonable entry level price for for an English sparkling wine. They go up. You don't see much under 20, and well, you don't see really anything under 20.
No,
and 20 to 25 is where a lot of wines are.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I've seen some of your wines are more at 35s and 39s and 29s and all sorts of stuff.
Most expensive bottle is 47.
Yep.
But yeah, most of them are sort of in the 20s.
Okay. I had a look on your website and you've got a little area where you talk about various things. And one of the things you were talking about was the name for British wine or English wine.
English
or
wine.
Welsh wines or
yes.
Brit Fizz. Or
Brit Fizz. Yeah.
What's your opinion on that? Because it's... There isn't a really good name for it. You know, I quite like Merit, but then it all got very political and...
It is, yes, and somebody has copyrighted the name. I can't remember who it was.
Ridgeview,
yeah. Ridgeview, which, unfortunate, I think. But, yeah, I think I do like Merit, I have to say. I think Brit Fizz lacks, you know... sort of kudos. It doesn't sound
yeah, it sounds like something out of Eurovision Song Contest.
It does. It doesn't sound serious. Merit I think is a good one. Oh, Britain. You know, I think it's a bit like Pomain or something like that. It's, you know, it's playing on champagne, which, you know, I think we want to move away from champagne because, okay, it's a lot of our wine is made using the same classic three grape varieties in the, you know, in the same method, a method that was invented in this country anyway.
Yeah.
So I
think, and refined in champagne though.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But we, you know, I think we should have our own word for it.
Yeah. And no one's come up with anything, have they?
Apart from Merit. Not that great. I do like Merit, I have to say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Maybe we'll have a chat with Ridgeview and see why they haven't released it.
Yeah, I think that would be a noble thing for them to do.
Yeah.
I hope I'm not being too political here.
Originally, I think Mike Roberts was going to use it as a brand for the UK, and then they just sort of, they wanted to keep control of it, so they wanted it more niche-y, and then it just all went highly political from what I can work out.
Yeah, I think so. Well, I suppose it's stopped anyone else from using it.
Yeah.
It's still there in reserve, I suppose.
I think I'll have to have a chat with Julia Trust-Remeve about this and see if we can get it sorted
out. Yes, let's all lobby Julia. Yeah. As if she's not busy enough.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so you've been here 2 years, about 5% online, mainly marketing to local, but also a wider network of drinkers,
yeah,
all that sort of stuff. You don't seem to have a lot of stock in store, though. You know, you've got like 3 bottles of everything. Do people tend to buy mixed cases or just the odd bottle, or what do people do?
Well, we've got quite a lot of boxes behind the shelves. Yeah, we do tend to keep stock down to, you know, sort of between 12 and 24 bottles of each wine.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the vineyards are very close anyway, so if somebody wants larger quantities, it's an easy matter for us to, you know, jump in the car or get it delivered. You know, it happens pretty quickly, so
yep.
That's easily done.
Do you find you're competing with the wineries themselves?
Well, I suppose we are, but we are selling most of the time at the same prices as them.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we are a one-stop shop.
Yep.
If you wanted to buy more than one wine, you'd have to do quite a bit of driving, whereas, you know, if you just pop in here, we have a lovely large selection of English wines.
Okay. All right, then. I think we're going to wrap it up there, and I think next week we'll have a bit of a chat about the range and have a bit of a chat about some of the wines.
Cool.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers.